Blog Talk Radio.
Here we go again. Yeah. Anointed Truth. We in the building. Gotta watch what these people be feeding, you know what I'm talking about?
For real.
Can't just eat anything. Listen to me. Here we go. Let's tell them.
Beware of Pharisees, bread. But this'll probably be the realest thing you'll ever quote. You steady laughing, hee-hee, like it's a joke. Low-key, jumping fly while you shading folks. I'ma take it slow so you can understand. You may be made in his image, but you still a man. You telling me life for real, like you seen the plan. Sometimes I think you the one, how you need the land. Like the man that built his house upon the sand. You're listening, but ain't following his command. Got my armor on, doing everything to stand. Started off slow, now on the truth is no demand. I don't do it my way, I do it God's way. Out of the mouth of babes, I call it child. I'm sticking to the plan, yeah. I won't deviate, nah. I just wanna be successful, I'm on my drape.
Yeah. Beware of Pharisees, bread.
I'ma put it on the track and let y'all run with it. I'm having vision after vision and I'm gon' get it. Gated community somewhere, I'm unlisted. Staying on the battlefield, see I'm enlisted. Every day is like Christmas cause I'm so gifted. God doing something, feel my situation shifting. Your home playing going sideways, you're drifting. He said if I lift him, he would lift me. I'm a light on the hill for the world to see. All eyes on me, I declare and decree. I'm in achieve mode, no devil stopping me. I'm in God's army, being all that I can be. Definition of a G, you better Google me. The Black Prince of Preachers is what they call me. No ghostwriter, I'm original, this all me.
Beware of Pharisees, bread. Beware.
With that word play.
Never seen the righteous
forsaken.
Pharisees have to beg for bread.
Beware of Pharisees, bread.
Beware.
Don't let them get in your head.
Don't let them get to you.
Just remember what the word said.
Hey, what that word say? I hit them with that word play.
Never seen the righteous forsaken.
Holy
seeds have to beg for bread.
Amen, amen, amen. I have never seen the righteous forsaken, nor have I seen their seeds have to beg for bread. Hallelujah. We thank God on today for everybody that is called in, everybody that is tuned in on this afternoon, on this evening, depending on where you at and what time zone you in. We want to welcome you to more than an hour of power. Glory to God. Hallelujah. This is, hallelujah, none other than the anointed truth of Christ. Worldwide Ministries, glory to God, and of course we are featuring the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship, praise God, from Texas, hallelujah, all the way to California, praise God. We just looking for somebody on the East Coast now, glory to God, hallelujah, and we just want to thank God, hallelujah, for everybody that's called in, everybody that's tuned in out there on the multiple social media platforms. If you're watching us on YouTube, you are watching a recording, praise God. We invite you, amen, to tune into our broadcast live. Be a part of it. Hallelujah. That's it. Amen. 7 o'clock Pacific time, 8 o'clock Midwestern time, 9 o'clock Central Clock time, and 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Praise God. Hallelujah. And the number to call is 848-220-3100, and the access code is 299-299. And we invite you, amen. We're here every night, Monday through Friday. Praise God. Hallelujah. We also have services on Saturday afternoon as well. Praise God. Hallelujah. And, of course, on Sunday night. So we invite you, praise God, to come in. Hallelujah. Amen. And worship with us. Praise God. And hear a word from the Lord. Right now, let's go to the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just want to first thank you. Thank you, Lord, for life, health, and strength, Lord. Thank you for, hallelujah, allowing us to wake up this morning, to start us on our way, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for having a destiny on our lives. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for being in control. Hallelujah. Thank you for being God all by yourself. We want to worship you tonight, Lord. We want to lift you up tonight, Lord. We want to take this time out, Lord, to bind and rebuke the work of the enemy at this time. We cast it away, hallelujah, so that we can clearly hear what the Spirit is saying to the church on tonight. And we thank you in advance for everything you're about to say. Hallelujah. We thank you for the revelation you're about to unleash. Hallelujah. We praise you for it. We magnify you for it. Yes, we lift you up for it, Lord. You're more than worthy. Hallelujah, to be praised. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He is worthy. Hallelujah. Once again, to be praised. More than worthy. Hallelujah. Lord, we adore you on tonight. Hallelujah. You got to have some worship in your heart. Hallelujah. Praise God. Some of y'all ain't told God thank you all day. This is the time to praise him. Yes, this is the time to magnify him. This is the time to lift him up. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He's worthy.
Yes,
praise
Lord.
God. You made it here tonight. Some people ain't make it tonight. Hallelujah. Praise God. They had plans for the night. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But God then came and snatched them. Hallelujah. But he left you here because he has a purpose for you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Once again, we welcome everybody. Amen. To More Than an Hour of Power. I am your host, Elder Andre Prevost, a.k.a. the Black Prince of Preachers. And later on in the program, we have my brother in Christ, Apostle Elvin A. Curry. We'll be coming forth, bringing forth a dynamic word from the Lord as always. Hallelujah. Right now, we're going to go very quickly to our scripture. Praise God. And y'all know what it is if you tune in before. It is Psalms 100, praise God. Psalms 100, amen, and it reads, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving. And into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting. And his truth endureth to all generations. May the Lord have a blessing to the reading, the hearing, and the doing of his high and holy word. Real quick, I just want to look at verse number 5. Hallelujah, amen. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Praise God. Hallelujah. Somebody said, why, hallelujah, should I praise God? Why should I magnify his name? Why, hallelujah, should I lift him up? Glory to God. Hallelujah. And the problem is, amen, somebody out there, the problem is, praise God, you want God to do something for you to praise him. Hallelujah, praise God. You feel like God, amen, should have to bless you, hallelujah, for you to praise him. Glory to God, hallelujah. Amen. But if God has to do something for you to praise him, that would make God a prostitute and make you a trick. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because he has to pay for your praise.
Come on.
Hallelujah. He has to pay for your praise. He actually got to do something for you to say hallelujah. He got to do something, hallelujah, for you to magnify his name. He got to do something for you to even thank him for waking you up this morning, when the reason you should be praising him, the writer tells us in verse 5, is the Lord is good. Hallelujah. Praise God. He don't got to do nothing for you. His being, his essence, his him. Hallelujah. Who he is good. Hallelujah. That should be enough by itself to praise him. But then the writer adds, his mercy is everlasting. Glory to God. His mercy is everlasting. I'm going to say it again. His mercy is everlasting. A lot of us lean on that because we keep falling back into the same mess. We keep going back and doing the same thing. Glory to God. But he keeps forgiving us because his mercy is everlasting. No man's mercy ain't everlasting. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Your husband going to still be mad. Your wife going to still be mad. Your kids going to bring up stuff when you on your deathbed that they feel like they should have got the D.I. Joe with the Kung Fu grip when they was a little kid. They mercy may not be everlasting, but God say, I will take those sins and I will put them behind me. Glory to God. I will cast them into the sea of forgetfulness, never to be remembered again. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My mercy is everlasting. No matter how many times you done messed up. And preachers don't like to preach that, hallelujah, that when you mess up, hallelujah, praise God. But the truth is they done messed up. The truth is you done messed up. And God done took you back because his mercy is everlasting. And then he said his truth endureth. Hallelujah. When you endure something, that means you sturdy. Hallelujah. You can endure something, praise God. You can go through something. Hallelujah. Amen. And he say his truth endures to all generations, praise God. It didn't just stop at mama. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It didn't stop at grandma. It ain't stop at great-grandma. Hallelujah. It didn't stop at Paul. Praise God. It didn't stop at Peter. Hallelujah. It didn't stop at Saul. It didn't stop at David. Praise God. Hallelujah. His mercy, that the same mercy he gave David is the same mercy I'm getting today. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It endured to all generations. He is the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. He say, I'm not going to change. Hallelujah. Praise God. I don't care what they do in that church. I change. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm the same. I'm still giving mercy. I'm still giving grace. Hallelujah. You don't want to praise me because you ain't got the car, but you should be praising me because you're still alive, because you should have caught that bullet.
Come on.
Hallelujah. You should have caught that disease. Hallelujah. Praise God. That car wreck should have killed you. Hallelujah. They tried to kill you when you was in the womb. Glory to God. You want a reason to praise me. Glory to God. I got reasons on top of reasons. You want material things. Glory to God. I'm trying to give you spiritual things. Hallelujah. And when you see the spiritual things, then I will manifest, hallelujah, those physical things in your life. But first, you got to show me an attitude of gratitude. Hallelujah. You got to start showing God that you appreciate him for what he's already done. Hallelujah. Yes. Praise God. You got to praise God simply because of who he is. So when he does do something, you ain't got to learn how to praise him. Hallelujah. When he does do something, you ain't got to learn how to magnify him. When he does do something, you ain't got to figure it out because it's already in you. Hallelujah. It's in your routine. Hallelujah. I ain't praising you because I got the car. I was going to praise you anyway. You just happened to drop the car out, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. So we need to change our attitude. Hallelujah. Praise God. We need to be grateful. Hallelujah. For the things God has already done.
Lord.
We need
Thank
to praise
Lord.
Him just for who he is. Hallelujah. Praise
Hallelujah.
God. So if you're waiting on something to manifest for you to praise me, you're going to be waiting. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. But if you're gone, praise me now. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. If you're going to get it in your routine to magnify me, hallelujah, out of your heart, when you begin to appreciate me, hallelujah, you won't have to try. It'll come naturally. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Praise God on today. Hallelujah. So we need to change our attitude on today. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. That's Psalms 100. You know, that's one of my favorite scriptures. Hallelujah. We're going to be going there a lot. Hallelujah. Amen. But coming to bring the bread. Hallelujah. How many of you are ready for the word on tonight? Hallelujah. How many of you are ready for the main course? Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Coming, bringing the main course on tonight. Hallelujah. Is none other than my brother in Christ, the leader, the pastor, the apostle of the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship. Hallelujah. Now based out of Los Angeles, California, I present to some, I introduce to others, none other than my brother in Christ, Apostle Eldon A. Curry. Apostle Curry, it is in your hands. Allow the Lord to use you as he always does. Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah. Somebody bless him. Somebody lift him up. Hallelujah. Glory to God. For the Lord is good. Hallelujah. And his mercy endures forever. Somebody give God the biggest praise you can. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Just because. Anybody got a just because? Praise Lord. Just because.
Hallelujah.
Hey, Elder, you started something. Amen. Just because, Lord, hallelujah.
Yes,
I just want to let you know, Lord, that you is first on my list. Come on here, somebody.
Yes,
hallelujah, God. Hey, David said, oh, that men would praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, that men would praise him. Because David knew how good it felt to praise him. Come on here, somebody. Glory to God. When you know how good it is to praise him, amen, then you want to praise him all the time. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes,
amen.
Lord.
You know, that's better than the fix. Amen. That's better than whatever you're going to get. Glory to God. The praise of God. Come on, but just need to have a good PF. Amen. A good praise fit. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And God is saying, I'm just waiting on you, amen, to go ahead and let that praise out because it's in you. Amen. David said, I will bless what? The Lord at all times. Come on here, somebody. There is never a wrong time to bless the Lord. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's the only thing that is never bad for you, us to do is to praise him. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Come on and give God another round of praise. Come on and give him,
yes,
amen, that praise
in
his name. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
We bless the Lord on tonight.
Yes, we
amen.
Do.
We thank God. We thank God. Amen. We thank the Lord. Amen. I want to look at two particular passages of scriptures. Tonight, I'm not going to be long, but we're going to be strong tonight. Amen.
Amen.
I want y'all to flow with me in the spirit. How many of you know that everything that the devil got belong to us?
Amen.
The goods he got don't belong to him. Those are our goods. Come on here, somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Lord.
Now, God just dropped something in my spirit. Hallelujah. And I want you to rock with me tonight because we're going to get our stuff back. Come on here, somebody. It's time to get our stuff back.
Yes.
And the Lord said to us tonight, all you got to do is release his words to the devil and his entourage. And they got to give it up. Come on here, somebody.
All right.
Lord.
Now, I want y'all to flow with me tonight. We're going to Matthew 6. Very familiar passage of scripture, but
Matthew
I want to look at something tonight. that's going to help us out. Hallelujah. Now, I know we're very familiar with verse 33, but let's look at verse 32. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Let's look at verse 31. We're going to go to 31 through 33. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. Come on.
And then we might flow on into 34. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Depending on how the Holy Ghost take us tonight. So, Father, we thank you for your word. Thank you for the entrance of your word. Give us light, God. We thank you tonight, God, that you are yet speaking. For you said that we should not live by bread alone, but by every word that come out of your mouth. So, Father, thank you, Lord, that you are teaching us how to make the devil cough up, give up all of our good. Everything that belong to us, I am decreeing and declaring now by the power of the Holy Ghost. Devil, give us our stuff back now, Rabasando. Now, and we put the blood on you. And we sick our heavenly host on you right now. Because you have been caught red-handed with our goods. And we take your yoke off of us and put your yoke back on you. Because God did not design us to be poor. God do not intend for us to have lack. So you know what that means, right? It means you got to put everything back. Everything that you've stolen, we command that you put it back in our possession. And Father, yes, we give you the glory and we give you the praise and the honor that even as we are coming into agreement, even as we are speaking, we thank you, Lord, that our angels are at work and we thank you for our things being returned, money being returned, all natural things being returned. Children being returned, anything that you have given us, thank you, Lord, for bringing it back with interest. Not just bringing it back, but with interest. And we thank you, and we give you the praise and the glory. In Yahshua HaMashiach's name we pray. Amen. Somebody give God a big praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, I feel something in the Holy Ghost right now. Hallelujah. The enemy about to give that stuff back. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He got to. Glory to God. Why? Because it's in the Word. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Tell him about that neighbor.
Neighbor.
Get ready.
Get ready.
To get your stuff back.
To get your stuff back. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Matthew chapter 6. Now, we're very familiar with this scripture, but I believe the Holy Ghost is going to show us something we ain't seen before. Matthew chapter 6, 31. Glory to God. Is everybody there?
Amen.
And the word of the Lord reads, therefore take no thought, saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or what withers shall we be clothed? So there's three things God tell us don't take no thought for. Don't take no thought for what we're going to eat. Because God said, I'm going to feed.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I don't think you caught what the Holy Ghost said. He said, don't take no thought for these things, glory to God. And we're going to look at why. He said, don't worry about what you're going to eat. Don't worry about what you're going to drink.
Yes, Lord.
When shall ye me clothe? Don't worry about what you're going to wear. God said, because I'm going to dress you. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I want us to free ourselves right now on what we're going to eat, what we're going to drink, and how we're going to be dressed. Come on here, somebody. God said, free ourselves of those things. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
And God is saying, take no thought. Do you know how we take a thought in, child of God? I want you to really put this in your spirit. How we take a thought in. See, thoughts come. But that don't mean we got to take the thought. Come on here, somebody. See, how you take a thought is by speaking it. See, a thought don't become reality until you speak it. Oh, please catch this here in the Holy Ghost. The thought is just a thought until we release it out of our mouth. Check out what Yahshua said. Therefore, take no thought saying. Because the thought cannot manifest if we don't speak it. Oh, God, help me, Holy Ghost.
Come on.
Because once we say it, then we give the enemy something to work with. Come on here, somebody.
Uh-huh. Wow.
See, thoughts are released through three ways, three things that affect a thought. Observation, what we look at, association, who we hang around, and teaching, what we read on a daily basis. Those three things affect our thought.
Yeah.
So we got to watch what we see or what we allow our eyes to look at, and then we got to watch who we allow to hang around us, and then we got to watch what we read or allow to get in our spirit. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. These three things affect our thoughts. Come on here, somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Yahshua said that the way we cast down a thought is through the word. So when the thought comes, we have the power through the word of God to cast that down. Come on here, somebody.
All right.
Yes, Lord.
When the enemy try to hit us with the thought of fear, amen, we can cast that thought down because the Bible says, fear not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. Come on here, somebody. So God is saying, you ain't got the fear just because the thought of fear come. Come on here, somebody. I'm going to tell you what the Lord shared with me about fear. He said, you only fear what you don't know. Once you know a thing, it becomes impossible to fear it. Come on here, somebody. So hallelujah. So we can overcome fear through the word. Somebody give God a shout. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
And then the word of God says, I have not given you the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. Tell somebody, say, neighbor, cast down all your negative thoughts. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Neighbor, cast all your negative thoughts.
Amen. Cast all those negative thoughts down by releasing the word of God. Hallelujah. When the enemy say you ain't got nothing, the devil, you a lie, because the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and they that dwell therein. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Amen. The Bible says, David said, I've never seen what? The righteous forsaken, or his seed what? Begging for bread. Tell somebody, say, neighbor, it's in the book. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Neighbor, it's in the book.
Come on.
Notice what Yahshua did when he got ready to defeat the devil. He said, it is written. I mean, he didn't hold a long conversation. He just told him what was in the book. Yeah. We got to stop holding long conversations with the devil and just tell him what's in the book. Come on here, somebody. It is written. Glory to God. I am more than a conqueror. Hallelujah. Through him that loved me. Hey, hallelujah to God. God says over here, take no thought. Don't worry about what you're going to eat. How many of you know that God know how to feed his children? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
How many have ever known for God not to have a good meal? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Everything God got is good. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. God ain't got nothing bad. Everything God got is good.
Somebody give God a praise for his goodness. Somebody give God a praise for his goodness. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. I'm just praising you, Lord, because you're good. And you're good all the time. Come on here, somebody. Tell somebody, say, God is good all the time, baby. Even when it looks bad, he's still good. Hallelujah. Even when I can't see his goodness, he's still good. Glory to God. Amen. That's an awesome God. Even when you can't see his goodness, he's still good. Hallelujah. Somebody ought to bless the name of the Lord. Somebody ought to give him a praise right now. If he's been good to you, come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
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 Glory to his great name. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Yes, hallelujah.
Now, he really, in this particular verse, talking to those of us who are Jews. Come on here, somebody. You got to know who you are.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the covenant that we have with the Lord. God said, you ain't got to worry about none of that because you got a covenant. Somebody said covenant.
Covenant.
It's the covenant of God that's going to get my things back to me, see. Because the enemy understands one thing, that if he don't get my stuff back to me, then my holy angel is going to bust him in his head. Amen. First of all, for even messing with it. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Come on, somebody.
How many of you know that we got insurance on our goods? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And if you are a tither and you give offerings, then you really got, amen, a covenant. Come on here, somebody, with the Lord of the universe. Hallelujah. Because God not going to allow his kids, amen, to be stolen
amen.
From. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Yes, Lord.
That's right.
And then in verse 32, he said, the reason why I don't want you thinking about all that, he says, for after all these things do the Gentiles seek. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Uh-oh.
You need to circle that word Gentile. Everybody still with me tonight. You need to circle that word Gentile. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
And I want you to tell your neighbor, look who said neighbor.
Neighbor.
I am not a Gentile.
I am not a Gentile.
Glory to God. Oh, y'all didn't catch that. The Lord said, let yourself know. You are not a Gentile. Come on here, somebody. Well, Apostle, who are the Gentiles? The Gentiles are all of those who are not of African descent. That means that if you are not of African descent, you are a Gentile. Somebody give God praise.
Hallelujah.
Somebody bless the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Lord.
Hallelujah,
Lord.
Yeah. So the Gentiles is the Europeans and all the other races that are not black. Come on here, somebody. That's why
other races can't stand us because they know who we are and we don't know who we are. And we trying to figure out why we so hated. But the reason why we so hated is because we so blessed. And some of us, amen, amen, that are African descent is living like Gentiles and got a Gentile mentality. Come on here, somebody. Amen, because we have taken on the identity of our slave master. Come on here, somebody. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Now, Yahshua is speaking specifically to us, and he's saying to us, because you know who you are, don't worry about things that I already got under control. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Come on, Pastor. Come on with it. Hallelujah.
When the Lord gave me a Jewish mindset, he had to deliver me from a Gentile mindset. He said, you worrying about things that you ain't got no business worrying about because I've already got you what? Covered. Come on here, somebody. Tell me, I said, God got me covered.
God got me covered.
God got me covered.
Tell him, say, it's in the covenant.
It's in the covenant.
It's in the covenant.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, he said, after all these things, do the Gentiles seek. That word seek in the Greek means to chase after. So everybody chasing on how they going to eat, what they going to drink, how
yeah.
they going to be clothed.
Yeah.
But God yeah. said, my people don't have to worry about that. Because every day, I'm going to make sure you eat.
Yes, Lord.
How many of you ate today? I don't know if you can hear me. Let me say it again.
Hallelujah.
How many of you ate today?
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
If you ate something today, you better give Daddy some praise. Hallelujah.
Woo!
Were you thinking about what
Glory
you were going to eat, or you just went in there and ate something? Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Come
Glory
on.
To God.
Come
Thank
on.
You, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yay! God, I feel the power of the Holy Ghost.
Woo!
God, see you. Recognize who you are. Glory to God. Recognize the covenant that I had with you. Did anybody drink today? Did you drink
yes,
something
sir.
Today?
Yes, sir.
If you drink something today, you need to give God some praise and thank him. Glory
Hallelujah.
To God. Thank you, Lord, for that drink I took. Glory to God.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
I feel the Holy Ghost of God. He said, wherefore shall you be clothed? How many of you are clothed right now? Glory to God. And you know that the Lord did it. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
You got something on your body right now. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Yes, Lord.
And it's because God is a good God. Come on here, somebody. Now, he said now,
yeah.
the Gentiles seek this because they don't have a covenant. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And so
Hallelujah.
They chasing after
the
these things because it's not a guarantee that God going to provide. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Because
God is not obligated to everybody. Oh, you got to. I feel something in the Holy Ghost. Y'all got to stay with me. I said God is not obligated to everybody. See, a covenant obligates God to do something. And it's going to help some folk out because, you know, we try to manipulate God into doing things for us.
Yeah.
Now, Lord, if you want me to do this, you got to do this for me. God says, but haven't I done enough? Hey, Shabba. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Hallelujah.
Come on now.
If I don't do no more for you, I saved your soul. I made
yeah.
you whole. Come on here, somebody.
Yeah.
I done beat back devils and demons for you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Somebody give God a praise. Somebody bless his name. Hallelujah. For the Lord is good and his
yes,
mercy. Come on here, somebody. God said, when you ran out of grace, I gave you mercy. Come on here, somebody. He gave us things we don't even deserve. Come on here, somebody. God said, my goodness. Because I'm a good God. I make it rain. I rain on the just and the unjust. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. I make it rain on the just and the unjust. Come on here, somebody. Just because I'm a good God.
Lord.
Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Somebody give him a praise. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Don't you know that when we go in the prayer, amen, we ain't even got to ask God. God already know what we need, what we want. Amen. Even before we get into prayer. Amen. But we got to ask God because this is how we release God into the atmosphere. We have to speak him. Come on here, somebody. When God went light, he spoke it. Come on here, somebody. Whatever God wanted, he spoke it. And the Bible says that it was what? Good. God has said, I gave you the same mouth I got. Come on here, somebody. If you want something, all you got to do is what? Speak it. Come on here, somebody. The Bible says, death and life is in the power of the tongue. Hallelujah. And they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. It's in your mouth. Come on here, somebody. Whatever you want God to do, it's in your mouth. But you got to take the thought that you have in the back of your mind and make it a reality. And how you make it a reality is by speaking it. He said, don't take every thought. That's the thought that you want to come to pass. Oh, I wish that somebody would stay with me right now. God is doing something for us right now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's time to put this raggedy devil to a flight. Come on here, somebody. He done had our stuff long enough. No more stealing. Amen. Because you been called. Hallelujah. So and we're going to go to the scripture that's going to put him in captivity. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. That's going to break his pockets. Come on here, somebody. Tell somebody, it's time to break the devil's pockets tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Time to break the devil's pockets tonight.
Glory to God. Hallelujah to his name. Glory to God. Now he says this. Listen. In verse 32, he says, For your heavenly Father knoweth. That word knoweth got an ETH. The ETH means he already know. He said, the Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. Come on here, somebody. I mean, you know that if God know about it, that he going to meet the need. Come on here, somebody.
Yes, Lord.
He know what I need before I ask him. But God is saying, I just want you to ask him because if you ask me, you're going to receive. If you seek me, amen, you're going to find. If you're not, the door going to be open because I'm going to make sure I open it. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But listen to what he said. He said, don't seek those things. Verse 33, but seek ye first. Come on here, somebody. Tell somebody, I said, first thing first.
First thing first.
He said, but seek ye first. Chase after first. For you chase after anything, chase after me. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Let your first chase be after the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and what? And his righteousness. And what a righteousness has to do with the right way of doing things. Come on here, somebody. Tell somebody, say, God wants us to do things right.
God wants us to do things right.
And the only way I'm gonna know how to do things right if I seek the kingdom. If I seek the kingdom. Now, Apostle, how do I seek the kingdom? Because, you know, we all say seek the kingdom, but ain't nobody really gave the blueprint to what the kingdom is. The kingdom is seeking God for the Holy Ghost. Come on here, somebody. Because the Holy Ghost is the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. So once we have the Holy Ghost, we have what? The kingdom.
Yeah.
So God said, you already got the kingdom in you, but you got to seek the kingdom. You got to speak in your heavenly language, amen, so that God can reveal to you what you need, glory to God. Hallelujah. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and what? His righteousness in all these things. Hallelujah. Shall be added unto you. Come on here, somebody. So God says, because I am whatever you need, if you just get it in your mind, woo, this is rich right here, y'all. This is worth the price of admission by itself. Let me tell you, God said, get in your mind that I am the I am God. I don't know if y'all still hanging with me tonight.
Hallelujah.
Get it in your mind that I am the I am God. Moses was trying to find out the name, and the only name God gave him was I am. Hmm. Because I am covers everything you need. He said, why would you worry about what you're going to eat when I am your food? Woo! Boy, I feel like cutting up tonight. God said, why are you worried about what you're going to drink when I am your living water? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So I am is saying, don't look past me, because I am the thing that you looking for. Come on here, somebody. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
So is that why the Lord said in all these things, because God can become anything we need? Y'all ain't paying attention tonight. Amen. I'm going to have to quiz y'all. He can become anything I need him to be. He's not limited to anything. Come on. Oh, somebody need to shout right there. Amen. My God can become whatever I need. Amen. He became the resurrection for Martha. Come on here, somebody. He became the bread of life and fed 5,000, not including men, women and children. Come on here, somebody. God can become whatever we need him to be.
Yes,
he became light in darkness. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. I tell somebody, I say, neighbor, take the limits off of it.
Take the limits off of
it. Neighbor, take the limits off you.
Hey, take them limits off of God. God said, don't put no limit on me. Oh, I heard somebody say that the sky's the limit. No, it ain't. Ain't no limit. I'm going to start telling somebody, say, I'm going beyond the sky, neighbor. I'm going beyond the sky. Because there's no limit on what he can do. Come on here, somebody. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Is God blessing anybody right now?
Yes,
Lord.
How many of you know that God adds so much better than we do? Come on here, somebody. How many of you know that God know how to add better than us? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. What we call addition, God is saying, that's child play to me. Amen. That's nothing. We're asking God for 1,000. God said, ask me for 10 million. Ephesians 3:20. Now unto him who is able to do what? Exceedingly. Exceedingly means that he able to go past what we thinking. Come on here, somebody. Who is able to do exceedingly abundantly. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Of what we can ask or think. Hallelujah. According to the power that working in us. Because if I said, neighbor, we need to get on God's level. Come on here, somebody. We need to come up to God's level.
Neighbor,
come on here, somebody.
We need to get on God's level.
Ooh, hallelujah. Glory to God. God has said, I got big things. Come on here, somebody. What kind of God would he be? Amen.
Yes, Lord.
If he a big God and he got small things, God said, no. You got to get your thoughts right. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes,
I got to get my thoughts right. Tell somebody, say, neighbor, you already covered.
Neighbor, you
so covered. You so covered, neighbor, that verse 34 says, take therefore no thought for
tomorrow. In other words, God is saying, don't worry about tomorrow,
because you already covered it tomorrow. Come on here, somebody. I don't know if you can hear me. God is saying, I've already covered you in tomorrow. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. How many know that God got your tomorrow already planned out? He already got you covered.
Yes, Lord.
Take therefore no thought for tomorrow, for tomorrow shall take thought. For tomorrow shall take thought for the things of itself. So tomorrow already know what it's going to do, because God is already predestined tomorrow. Hey, I feel a shift. We worried about tomorrow, and the devil trying to mess with us about tomorrow. We say, shut up, devil. Tomorrow already covered. He already got me in tomorrow. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. I tell somebody, I said, neighbor, your tomorrow is going to look brighter than today. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Sufficient until the day is the evil thereof. God is saying it's even evil to worry about tomorrow. So if God's saying that it's evil to worry about tomorrow, we might as well just bless him right now and thank God for our stuff. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Tell your neighbor real quick. Say, neighbor, you somebody special.
Neighbor, you somebody special.
Tell him, say, you a real Jew.
You a real Jew.
That's why Yahshua telling us to take no thought. Don't speak nothing that the devil say. If the enemy give you a thought, cast it down by the word of God. Come on here, somebody. Why? Because his thoughts don't count. Tell somebody, say, the devil's thoughts don't count. It's only what God is thinking that count. Come on. Oh, y'all better catch these nuggets. The devil thoughts don't count.
Hallelujah.
They only count when we speak them. Oh, somebody need to be shouting right
My
now.
God.
They
Hallelujah.
Only count when we speak them.
Yeah. Come on, preacher.
When we don't speak them, then the thought become what? Nullified. Come on here, somebody. Oh, Yahshua said, by your words are you justified. By your words are you condemned. Amen.
Yes.
Don't let the devil use your mouth that God gave you, amen,
Come
that's
on,
like
man.
Him against you. Come on here, somebody. Use your
yes.
mouth to create what you want. Come on here, somebody. I'll tell somebody, right quick, say, neighbor, I'm going to have what I want. Come on here, somebody. I'm going to have what I want.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And I'm speaking what I have. Come on here, somebody. I'm going to have what I want, and I'm speaking what I have. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
And I'm speaking what I have.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Somebody give God a praise. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Somebody
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Your mouth is ready to say what God say. And God is saying, stay on my frequency. Glory to God. Hallelujah to God. Because God's about to manifest something so powerful in your life. This going to change your life. I tell somebody, I said, I'm going to have what I want.
I'm going to
have what I want.
And I'm saying what I have. Come on here, somebody.
And I'm saying what I have.
Saying what I have.
Oh, somebody give God another praise. We almost done. We almost done. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Come with me right quickly,
yes,
right quickly. To Proverbs chapter 6. Notice, we've been in Matthew 6. Now we're going to Proverbs 6. What's going on? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Verse 31. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
I know the devil hungry because he can't eat nothing but dust because God put him on the dust. So I know he's hungry. But I tell him, I say, he can't have mine. Come on here, somebody. He can't have mine. He might be hungry, but he can't have mine. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I know you're thirsty, but you can't have mine. Come on here, somebody. I tell him, I said, no, no. That's not in the plan. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
That's not in the plan.
Amen. Verse 30. We'll read 30 and 31 and then we out of here. It says, are you there? Shout hallelujah if you're there.
Hallelujah.
And the word of God reads, it says, men do not despise a thief. Come on here, somebody. If, look at that word if. If he steals to satisfy his soul when he is hungry. But if he be found. But. See, now, but is a cancellation of everything that we just read. Because but canceled everything out. But if he be found. Tell somebody, the neighbor, stop that thief. Amen. Stop that thief. Devil, give me my stuff back. Now, Roboko Tarabasa. Tell him, say, he got to give it back.
He got to give it back.
You can't have this. Glory to God. It ain't for you to have nothing. You got to remind the devil, it ain't for you to have nothing. You're supposed to be broke, busted, and disgusted. You're supposed to be eating dust. Hallelujah. Because you're cursed. Somebody said that the devil is cursed because he cursed our bastard. He can't hold nothing. Come on here, somebody. God said, no, it ain't for you to have nothing.
Hallelujah.
But if he be found, he shall restore sevenfold. Somebody said sevenfold. How many know that the enemy owe us sevenfold? Come on here, somebody. Tell somebody you got a sevenfold blessing coming. Can y'all hear me now? Thank you, Lord. Can y'all hear me?
Amen. Amen.
How many of you know you got a sevenfold blessing coming?
Amen.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
Somebody says sevenfold.
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 Remind the devil, you ain't supposed to have nothing. You're supposed to be broke. You're supposed to be busted. You're supposed to be disgusted. You're supposed to be in poverty. It ain't giving you my stuff. Come on, because my stuff is blessed. Tell somebody, say, watch that thief.
Watch that thief.
You can't watch him, beloved, if you ain't praying. Come on here, somebody. The only way you're going to be able to watch him is to stay in prayer. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Tell somebody, say, God, get ready. Give me my stuff. Sevenfold, Rabasta, Tarabasta. Somebody bless the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Sevenfold. How many know that that's seven times seven times seven times seven times seven times seven? So that's seven times. Come on, Yaba. And I hear the Lord say, hear the words of my prophet and apostle. God, get ready to give me back sevenfold blessing.
Yeah.
I tell somebody to say, blessing on blessing on blessing on blessing on blessing on blessing on blessing.
Seven. Hallelujah.
Hey, glory to God. Hallelujah. That's why we should praise God for his addition. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. See, God add different, glory to God, than how we add. God said, okay, if you catch him, then he got to pay you back sevenfold. Come on here, somebody. He shall give all the substance of his house. he shall give all the substance of his house. You trying to mess with me, devil, and I belong to God? You trying to commit spiritual adultery with me, and I belong to God? Sevenfold, hallelujah. You trying to rob me, glory to God. Sevenfold, Rabasta. Somebody said sevenfold.
Sevenfold.
Glory to God. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Y'all didn't catch that last part, and he still give all the substance of his house. Come on here, somebody. Is that what your book say?
Amen.
Make sure I'm in the right chapter, in the right verse. And it says that he shall give all the substance of his house. How many know that that mean everything?
Yeah.
How many of y'all is really ready to take from the devil everything? I want everything. The Bible said that the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the just. And the reason why God ain't released it to many of us, because we ain't ready. We scared. I don't know if I should have all that. You don't know who you is. You're supposed to have what? Everything. Come on here, somebody. Tell them I say everything.
Everything. Hallelujah.
Hey, no, somebody give God another shout of praise. Somebody give God praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Hey, no, Moko, Tarabasta.
God,
we just give you praise, hallelujah, for the sevenfold blessing. Amen. For all the substance that the enemy has, Lord, in his house, Lord. We take authority and we decree and declare that it's ours, no, Moko, Tarabasta. How many of you know you can't steal nothing that already belonged to you?
Oh, glory, hallelujah.
Oh, y'all ain't catching what the Holy Ghost said. He said, how are you stealing something that already belonged to you? Hey, I said you can't take nothing that already belongs to you. Tell him, I said, neighbor, it's already mine. It's already mine. Hey, all that, how that raggedy devil tried to steal it from me. It's mine. Don't go fool y'all about it.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. We gonna amen. Glory to God. Give God one more praise. Come on, God. Come on, give the Lord another round of praise. Amen. Because he's getting ready to come back to you. Hey, I don't care what he took. He's getting ready to come back to you. He got to give it up. Oh, boy, cool, yarabasa. He got to give it up. I don't know, cool, yarabasa. Hallelujah. Come on in here and get some of this. Amen. While the anointing of God is flowing. Hallelujah,
hallelujah
to God.
Hallelujah. 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 When the man of God and God told him, I am, a church song didn't come to my mind. Hallelujah. A rap song came to my mind. Amen. And that rap song said, I am. Whatever you say, I am.
Say I am. If I'm not, why would I say I am? Come on, somebody. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Come on,
praise God. Hallelujah.
Be Holy Ghost. Hallelujah.
God is everywhere. We just don't look for him. Praise God. Hallelujah. I am whatever you say I am. Hallelujah. If it's not one, why would I say it? Hallelujah.
Yeah, glory to God. Hallelujah.
I am whatever you need me to be. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Come on.
Hallelujah. I'm a fire when I need you to be separated from the enemy. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm a strong wind when I need to blow a highway through a river. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Woo-hoo.
I am whatever you need me to be. I'm manna from heaven when you're lost in the wilderness. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yes,
I am whatever you need me to be. Glory to God.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
The Lord said, what you need tonight?
Wow.
Hallelujah. What you need tonight? He said,
What's the man of God? I already know you need food. Don't ask me for something I know you need. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And a lot of times, hallelujah, hey, man, I told you where to go get it. You just too lazy to get up and go. Oh, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Hallelujah. There's a plate over there. All you got to do is just get up and get it. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. I already know what you need to wear. Hallelujah. I didn't give you enough change just to wash your clothes. Glory to God. Would you see how it worked out when you had enough change just to wash your clothes so you would have something to wear today? Glory to God. I knew what you needed before you needed it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm trying to see, amen, are you ready for the overflow?
Hey, God.
Hallelujah. Are you ready for the overflow?
Oh, I feel the power of the Holy Ghost.
Overflow, but are you ready for the overflow? Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. The Bible says, I'm going to come like the Holy Ghost, he said. He said, I'm coming like a man of God. He said, I'm coming like a mighty rushing wind. Hallelujah. Praise God. When I come, amen, I'm going to take you and the world by storm. They ain't going to know what's going on. Hallelujah. But are you ready? Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. He said, don't be like the Gentiles. That's what they're out there working for.
Mm. Wow.
Hallelujah.
Wow.
If you didn't catch it when the apostle said it, that's what they working so they can have something to eat. They working, hallelujah, so they can have something to drink. They working so
that's
they can
the
have
mark of the beast. Hallelujah.
They spending all their spoils on their clothes. Glory to God. How you know? Because they wearing Gucci, hallelujah, Prada, hallelujah, amen. They spending it, glory to God, hallelujah, amen, because they want to look good. They're going out to the finest restaurants. They want to eat good. Hallelujah. Praise God. They working, amen, to eat.
Mm.
Hallelujah. Praise God. God say, I want you to just eat. You ain't got to work to eat. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It wasn't like that in the beginning. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Mm. God, I'm going to release this to you. The Lord said, when they asked me about marriage, when they asked me about divorce, I said, it should be like it was in the beginning. Hallelujah. Praise God. But just don't go for that. They go for everything. It should be like it was, hallelujah, in the beginning.
In the beginning.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yes,
praise
Lord.
God.
Hallelujah.
You got to release that thing like the man of God said. What are you saying?
Hey, Shabbaboku Tarabasa. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. See, the Bible says we will be judged by every word that we speak, but a lot of times we take that, you know, towards other people. If I curse you, if I curse you, hallelujah, amen. But what about when you curse yourself?
Mm.
Hallelujah.
Mm.
What about when you wake up in the morning and you stir up your joy and you say, I already see how the day going to go. Hallelujah. Praise God. What about when you wake up on the wrong side of the bed?
Yes.
I woke up on the wrong side this morning. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. We are speaking these things into existence. The Bible says speak things that are not as if they were. You think that's just still for good things?
Yes,
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
It's a two-way street.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Praise God. It's multiple lanes. Hallelujah. Whatever you say, the Bible says you will be judged by every word. Hallelujah. Praise God. When you say, I'm broke, guess what? Hallelujah. You're going to be broke.
You're going to come broke.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Praise God. I had my grandmother's husband, he used to complain about his leg. He said, my foot is killing me. Praise God, my foot is killing me. And he was like us, he was a proud man. You know, we don't go to the doctor. But one day he decided he was going to go. But when he went, he fell out in the front yard. Hallelujah, and didn't wake up. Praise God. And the doctor said he died because he had gangrene in his foot, and it spread throughout his body. Now, some people might say, well, that thing don't happen anyway. But he was in the wrong. Hallelujah, praise God. But he spoke that thing into existence.
Come on here, somebody.
This thing in your head is killing you.
Yeah.
It's killing me. This job is killing me. Oh, hallelujah.
Praise
God. We got to change the way we go.
Yeah. Come
we
on.
We got to quit telling our spouses, you get on my nerves.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Then they're going to start getting on your nerves. Praise God. Hallelujah. And they ain't doing nothing extra. You just walk into existence. Glory to God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. We need to quit telling our kids they bad as hell. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Come on. Yeah.
Praise God. The man of God came tonight and said, I remember a while back, wasn't it a message that you said was in your mouth? Praise
yeah.
God. It's in your mouth. Everything. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Not just
yeah.
Hallelujah. When he said, take no thought, don't speak that thing. Hallelujah, praise God. That thought come in your head, you better not speak that thing. Just like you ain't speaking when you saw that tall, tall, dark, and handsome thing, you better not speak that thing. When you saw that 36, 24, 36, you better not. Oh,
yeah.
Why? Don't get quiet. Glory to God.
Hey, come on, Elder. Come on, Elder.
You know you saw it, but you didn't speak it because you knew better. You knew if I said something, something's going to transpire. It shouldn't happen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm going to keep my thoughts to myself. I don't like the way she's looking at me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But I ain't going to say nothing to her. Because if I say something to her, hallelujah, something bound to pop off. That brother over there looking at me like he's
on
a fight.
Come on.
Glory to God. Because if I say something, glory to God, I might end up in jail for the night over with. Hallelujah.
For real.
If we know not to say those things, glory to God, we need to know about the spiritual things that we need not say. Hallelujah.
Yes.
We are cursing ourselves.
Yeah.
We worried about cursed words.
Yes.
We worried about cursed words. You need to be worried about cursed words. Hallelujah. It's a cuss word. C-U-S-S.
Yes, Lord.
M-F-B. You know the cuss words. Hallelujah. I don't cuss no more.
Yes.
I don't cuss no more. Well, how you living? Oh, well, I'm just barely getting by, you know. Hallelujah. But God will make a way somehow. I don't know how, but he gonna do it. Praise God. I'm just, I don't know. Hallelujah. Praise God. You ain't got no saying.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Praise God, because you're not speaking it. Sometimes you gotta tell people, I see where I'm at. Hallelujah. Amen. But I see where I'm going. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Hallelujah. Don't judge me by what I look like today. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because when you see me tomorrow, you ain't going to recognize me. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to drop this and I'm going to let it go. Hallelujah. When they came to the tomb, they expected to find Jesus in the same condition he was the last time they saw him. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Last time I seen you, you was battered, you was bruised, you was humiliated. Your name was dragged through the mud. The last time I seen you, this was just a couple days ago. Oh, Lord have mercy. I'm trying. Yeah, this was just a couple days ago. Hallelujah.
Come on. Yeah.
I saw you looking this way. You look so good. I didn't know that was you. What did you do with it? Whatever you just let me know where he is. Get my number. Tell him to give me a call. Oh, Elder, that's you? Apostle, that's you?
Well,
my
God.
Oh, my God. I didn't recognize you. What's that? That's your car right there? No, I'm talking about the Mercedes, the black one. That's you. Oh, Lord.
Right,
I didn't even recognize it. Put that suit on. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen.
Yes,
it's a blessing to see you looking like this. You know, that's when they start brown nosing. Hallelujah. They didn't expect Jesus to look as good as he looked. Hallelujah. That can't be
wow.
you. Can I at least put my finger through the hole in your head? Hallelujah, praise God.
Yes, Lord.
Can I at least see you before and after photo? That's what God is about to do. This is why God has separated you from some people. Hallelujah, amen. So when they see you again, hallelujah, amen, they can see the difference. See, if they always make it, it's just like you, you don't see yourself either way. Praise God, hallelujah. You could be losing weight. You don't see it. You looking in the mirror and don't see it. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Come on.
But I ain't
come
seen
on.
You in 3 weeks. But when I seen you 3 weeks ago, hallelujah, you wasn't slim like that. Y'all don't hear me. Hallelujah. Praise
yeah.
God. See, as long as I'm around you, I can't
come
see
on.
It. I got to separate from you and come back to you to see it. If I grow my beard out, you won't notice it because you around me every day. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Come on.
Hallelujah, praise. But that's what came to my mind. You're getting ready to metamorphosize tonight. Hallelujah.
Wow.
Praise God. So don't get mad if they didn't come on the line to hear the message. Hallelujah, praise God. Because that just simply means the message was not for them. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Wow.
My children know my voice. Hallelujah. And I only speak for them. Glory to God. When I talked to the disciples, I didn't tell the disciples the same thing I told everybody else. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, have mercy.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Don't be upset when they don't come to the meeting. Sometimes you can't invite everybody to the meeting. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. You might have a Judas in the meeting. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Wow.
Praise God on tonight.
Come on.
Hallelujah.
Come on.
And when the Judas does come, you got to excuse him. Hallelujah. Because you got to let him go so you can tell your other folks. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Amen.
Ooh.
But the Lord said, we'll get to that when we get to that. Hallelujah. Praise God on tonight. We thank God for the man of God. Hallelujah. I still remember that message. It's in your mouth. Hallelujah. Take note.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Take no thought. Do not speak that thing into existence. Speak the opposite. If you wake up and you look like your spouse
yes,
in a brand new. Hallelujah. Amen. Don't say, oh, Lord, he in a bad mood. Oh, Lord, she in a bad mood. Don't speak that thing. Hallelujah. Matter
yes.
of fact, speak the opposite.
Yes, Lord.
And believe what
yes,
you say.
Lord.
Because when you believe what you're saying, your power, your words have power, and they materialize right before your eyes if you believe it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Praise God tonight. Let's pray for the man of God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you tonight for the man of God bringing forth the word of God on tonight, Lord. We ask, Lord, that you replenish him. Hallelujah. All of the virtue that he has poured out on tonight. Hallelujah, Lord. Continue to further him in your word. Continue to further him in your spirit. Continue to lead him and
yes.
guide him in the way, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, for the prosperity that you are about to endow on him, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for everything you're doing in his family's life, in his children's life, in his wife's life on tonight. We thank you, Lord, for elevation. Hallelujah, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord, that you have made us tough skin to withhold, hallelujah, the persecution. Hallelujah, on tonight. We thank you, Lord, and we praise you. We magnify you. We lift your name up high and holy, for you are truly worthy to be praised. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Let's give the Lord some praise. Hallelujah. Because he's worthy to be praised.
Yes,
Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
He's worthy to be lifted up. Hallelujah. Amen. We thank God for revelation on tonight. Hallelujah.
Yes,
praise God. Amen. Because a lot of people don't give revelation on the scripture. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. They just tell you, don't worry about it. God got you. Hallelujah. Amen. But they're not telling you not to speak that thing. They're not telling you that you're
yeah,
a person yourself. Hallelujah. Praise God. There are truly powers in our words. And we need to realize that we are made in the image of God. If God spoke a thing, we speak a thing. Hallelujah. If you keep saying a relationship ain't going to last, it ain't going to last. The Lord just keep throwing examples out there of stuff we've been saying. And then when it manifests, we ask, Lord, where did this come from? Lord, the devil is busy. No, your mouth is busy. Hallelujah. Oh, he said, he say the devil ain't busy. Your mouth is busy. Hallelujah. I'm reminded of the joke. Amen. That the devil was outside crying, outside the church. And Jesus walked up and said, Satan, why are you out here crying? Hallelujah. He said, because them people, Jesus, them people in church, they lying on me. Hallelujah. Amen. How they lying on you? Because they blaming everything on me, and they did everything they wanted to do themselves. Hallelujah. Praise God. We lying on the devil. Hallelujah. Blaming the devil for things, amen, that we have released him to do. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Yep. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. We said it. He did it.
Yep.
Hallelujah. It wasn't his idea. It was yours. He wasn't even thinking about you having a bad day today. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Till you said it. He wasn't even thinking about attacking your spouse today. Till you said it. Hallelujah. Praise God. How else they going to be in a bad mood unless the enemy is attacking them today? Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. So we thank God on today for the man of God bringing forth that word. Those of you that were able to tune in and hear that word, we hope, amen, that you take that word in your heart on today, amen, and realize the power of your words. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank God for the man of God. Hallelujah. Amen. We want to remind you, you can join us here every night, Monday through Friday. Amen. Praise God. At 7 o'clock Pacific time, 8 o'clock Midwest time, 9 o'clock Central, and 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Praise God. And you can also catch the Out of the Mouth of God ministries on the Sabbath day. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And that's at 10 o'clock Pacific, 11 o'clock Central, noon time. I'm sorry, 11 o'clock Mountain Time, noon time Central Time, and 1 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Praise God. And of course, we got that word. Hallelujah. On Sunday afternoons, praise God. We invite you to join us. We invite you to tune in. Hallelujah. Praise God. We thank God for each and every last one of you on tonight. We truly hope you were blessed with a word from the Lord. If you want to sow, hallelujah, amen, something into the man of God, if you want to sow something into the ministry, amen, the instructions on how to do so are right there on your screen. Praise God. Those of you online, they're on the phone lines. You already know how, amen, to make that happen. Praise God. Those of you on the social media outlets, amen, you can contact us, amen, at the information on your screen. Praise God. Hallelujah. And once again, we thank God for everybody that called in, everybody that tuned in on tonight. I'm going to turn it back over into the hands of the man of God. Hallelujah. Amen. So he can give his final announcements and the benedictions. It's back in your hands, man of God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen, Apostle. You might be on mute, man of God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you. Praise unto my dear brother tonight. Amen. Thanking God tonight. Do it forever. Amen. I pray that, amen, that you take what the Lord said and run with it. Run with it. Amen. Because this is your hour. Amen. For power. Amen. And God knows what he's doing.
Yes, amen. He does.
I want to encourage everyone tonight. Amen. To take back what belongs to you. And don't feel bad about getting back what's yours. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
That's the trick of the enemy.
Yes, Lord.
You can't steal nothing that already belongs to you.
Mm-hmm.
You only get stealing when something don't belong to you. But when it belongs to you, you just taking back what rightfully was yours in the first place. Come on. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Help me, Holy Ghost, tonight.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. We've been wearing the wrong crowns.
Mm.
It's time to take our crown back. What did God say in Ezekiel 21? He said, I'm going to overturn. Oh, I feel this for somebody tonight. Overturn.
Mm-hmm.
Overturn it, and it shall be no more. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Somebody's stuff tonight is being overturned. I don't care what they said. God said, I'm overturning the situation. And it's going to work in your favor. Glory to God tonight. Amen. 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 And keep morning glory in prayer.
Amen.
Morning glory is so that God can help us spiritually to be more stronger in the word. Man, how many know that we need strength in this hour?
Amen.
And so morning glory, God has been beating us. Amen. And the glory of God has been falling. So we thank God for that. We give God praise. Amen. And glory and honor. Are there any questions before we before the Lord have me to pray us out? If there are no questions. Amen. God, we thank you for what our ears have heard. We thank you for what our eyes have seen, God. We thank you for your word. Thank you, Lord God, for how you're moving by your spirit. Thank you tonight, God, because you are our everything. And everything is you.
Yes.
We bless your name tonight, God. Thank you for your anointing that is yet hovering, God, in this place. Yeah, God, have your way.
Yes, Lord.
In our life, be glorified, God. We thank you for taking back all the devil's stuff. We give you praise and glory and honor. In Yahshua HaMashiach's name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Somebody give God a shout of praise. Somebody give God a shout.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. We thank you on tonight. Hallelujah. I'm going to turn it back into the hands of our dear elders.
Amen. Amen. Once again, we want to thank all of you that tuned in over the social media outlets. Praise God. Those of you watching the recordings and listening on Blog Talk Radio, praise God. We thank God for each and every one of you. Amen. On behalf of Apostle and First Lady Curry, amen. On behalf of Hallelujah, First Lady Aisha and myself, we love each and every last one of y'all. Everybody have a blessed night. Y'all go with God and don't forget your prayer and see where God can manifest in your life on tomorrow. Everybody have a blessed night. Go with God, and when the Spirit tells you to move, hallelujah,
you better move. So fight then lean with the rock with the rock. I'm like this, but the dance on my clothes. Yeah, cause I know I've been shown. If the Spirit make you bob your head, you better bob your head.
You better bob your head.
If the Spirit make you move your feet, you better move your feet.
Better move your feet.
If the Spirit make you move to the left, then move to the right, then lean with it, rock with it.
Why?
I'm like this, but the dance on my clothes.
Why?
Cause I know I've been shown.
I can't
can feel the spirit all in the building. It's going down from the flow up to the ceiling. Drop the black prince of preachers and we sold a million. We independent, independent, so we made a killing. And Alexis told me that we was winning. He prophesied it. I guess he knew it from the beginning. They think we deal the way we live. And the only thing we giving is deliverance and healing. I got that word. I'm the plug if you need it. The truth is what I'm speaking. I'm not trying to sound conceited. It's all God's plan. He's the mastermind. He told me it's my time. And then he gave me mine. Man, this spirit make you bob your head. You better bob your head.
You better bob your head.
This spirit make you move your feet. You better move your feet.
You better move your feet.
This spirit make you move to the left and move to the right. Then lean with it, rock with it.
Rock
I'm like this, but the dance I'ma close.
Yeah,
cause I know I've been chosen.
This
spirit make you bob your head. You better bob your head.
You better bob your head.
This spirit make you move your feet. You better move your feet,
better move your feet.
Your spirit make you move to the left, then move to the right, then lean with it, rock with it.
Rock.
I'm like David, about to dance on my clothes.
Why?
Cause I know I've been chose. I enter in his courts with praises. You just praying, but what is you saying? My blessings creeping up like Jason. You can't beat God given, I'm just saying. You see, I make hits. I know you feel it. My ghost writer's the Holy Spirit. You get it? I stay rapping Christ, cause he the realest. I guess this record sacrifice, cause I just killed it.
Okay.
Stop with the poker face. You know what the deal is. When haters try, I'll let you know. But look, I'm still here. I'm in the fast lane, fifth gear wheel spinning. This song's so fire that I don't need the hook to end it. I'm in the fast lane, fifth gear wheel spinning. This song's so fire that I don't need the hook to end it.
Nobody.
Yeah.
We all get caught in our own sins.
We do.
Nobody, nobody. Sometimes I have to rely on myself. Bet on my worst day.
What's that?
Nobody. I live like somebody on their greatest.
Ooh.
Don't let your demons take you
gangsta,
to hell.
Gangsta, gangsta.
Introduce them to heaven.
Niggas go to college. Niggas go to jail.
Uh-huh.
Nobody wanna fail. Nobody wanna die.
DC3.
Nobody wanna
Hey, I'm finna kill this track though.
The things we do.
Yeah, the things we do. Yeah, just to make it through.
Nobody wanna lose.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna fail.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna die.
Nobody.
Hey,
listen to me.
Yeah.
Choices turn to decisions.
Uh-huh.
And we were told to do the right thing and we didn't listen.
Nah.
Ask God's forgiveness 9 times out of 10.
Yeah.
Give us a second chance, we gon' do it again. Me, I fall short every day. And ask God's forgiveness every time I pray. Truth is, I probably need the most help. I'm trying to help y'all when I need help myself. Look, I'm really preaching to the man in the mirror. Every time I read the word, I see things a little clearer. With God on my side, it ain't nothing that I'm fearing. And I ain't even driving, let the Lord do the steering. It's like down, it's starting to look up to me. Men of God, y'all starting to look like frauds to me. You don't like what I'm saying, then sue me. I've been through the fire, ain't nothing that you can do me. I'm like Daniel, I ain't bowing down to nobody. See, I'm trying to serve God, and you trying to serve money. When I switch my style, God said switch it back. He gave me the world and said take control of that. It's my time now, you can't stop it, it was written. I'm trying to lace you boys up, but you keep tripping. You already leaning, but you boys keep slipping. But it don't cost nothing if you boys pay attention and listen.
Yeah.
Niggas go to jail.
Yeah, they do.
Make it into heaven.
Uh-huh.
Make it into hell.
It's all about choices and decisions.
Nobody wanna lose.
Yeah.
Nobody wanna fail.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna die.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna care.
It's the things we do.
uh-huh, just to make it through. But the truth is that nobody, nobody wanna fail, nobody wanna die, nobody wanna live. Decisions turn to consequences. It's what happened when we hard-headed and don't listen. You're creeping with your boy, girl, and you know you're wrong, old boy. Pop that thing, send you home, now you're gone. You're on the block when it's hot and you're holding weight. You're stunting on them boys, I'm surprised when them boys hate. They drop a dime on you, set you up, get you killed. You need to watch the people that you're breaking bread with. My circle's so small, it's a straight line. Won't set me up, I ain't going down for now, crime. And I ain't riding cross town with you just to make a drop. Had me on the news with you, running from the cops. My mind on lifting Jesus up to the top. Then out the blue, I'm pulling something new off the lot. Hop out of the church house, like what you talking about? It's raining blessings in my life. I'm stacking up for the drop. Death and life, choose life is what he told me. Then he took me to a place on high, and he showed me everything that he had prepared for me. There I am, staring at me, I'm on the TV. And I ain't go to college, and I stayed out of jail. Jesus paid my way to heaven, kept me out of hell. So to the highest bidder, see my soul was for sale. Will I reach my destiny? Only time will tell. But yeah. Just to make it through. Yeah. But nobody, nobody wanna die, nobody.
We're just trying to live our life.
Consequences lead to repercussions. You reap what you sow, that's the end of discussion. I give it to you raw, I ain't sugarcoating nothing. You was capping on them boys, then they came back stunting. They was packing artillery, you ain't even know. Your boy set you up and y'all been down since 94. Man, the love of money, that's the root to it. And it don't take much, a couple dollars will do it. Watch that, you never know how that's gonna come back. Cause everything you take, somebody gonna wanna take that. Haters get hated on, and they hate it. Catch you inebriated and faded, they being shady. And that's the reason why a lot of people ain't see me lately. They smile in my face, shake my hand, and they hate me. Man, that's the world they living in. I love y'all, low, I just want y'all to repent your sins. And if I did you wrong, forgive me, let's begin again. Life is too short, and when I die, I wanna make it in. Time is moving fast, we the ones that's moving slow. And when it's your time to go, you won't know till you go. I done done some things that I ain't wanna do. And I ain't part of what I did what I had to do. Now I don't wanna lose, don't wanna fail, don't wanna die. And the day he calls my name, y'all, I wanna fly like Bob.
Yeah, yeah.